Zé Rinich, meus amigos, e a Rebenição Pedro, Zé Rinich, nosso Daniel Cheina, vosso Xu Falco. Ok, você. So we've been discussing the Indian of Minhag Mitam Neder, right? That if you have an Hagatova, then it's like a Neder. And we said that most sheets hold, based on the simple pshat in the Gemara, but it's only a neder yidrabanan, and the Chasam Sofer says that it's a daraisa. Chasam Sofer says that it's a daraisa if it's a mitzvah. So any machshava lemitzvah is a daraisa. So now let's see in the Shulchan Aruch how it's brought down. So the Shulchan Aruch here is on page 14, packet Gimel. And Reish Yudalid and Yerodeah Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Devarim hamutarim v'hayodim behem shehem mutarim. Something that's mutter, and everyone knows it's mutter. Nogu behem iser, but some people are knowing iser. And the Shach says, Machma siad begedru precious. It's really mutter, but some people are machmir. And they just want to be extra careful. Benedir. So it's as if, so even though they didn't verbalize anything, it's ki'ilu kiblo aleihem beneder. And you can't be matir. So he gives you an example. Hilkach misha rogil his anos betainis shelifnei Rosh Hashanah. In other words, people would fast before Rosh Hashanah. Some people fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Some people, I guess, fast on some days in Elul. V'shebeim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and some people fast during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Av or Betamuz. Some people don't eat meat for the during the 9 days or even the 3 weeks. V'rotzelachzerbo, and you want to not continue this anymore. Machma she'enu bori, because you don't feel well, you're not as healthy, so you can't do all this fasting, and maybe you can't not eat meat for such a long time. Tzarach gimel she'atiru lo, so you need three people to do ataras nedarim. In other words, it means like this, that you have to have in mind that you want to do this forever, right? And then you did it only one time. So as you're planning to do it, and in other words, that you started doing it even once. Sarah. So then you need hatara. You need to be matir neder. So it's interesting that, so he requires, see what Chazon has to say about three times. He doesn't say about three times. He says that you have to have wanted to do it not just one time. You want to do it for indefinitely. And you did it one time. Say 1 year you didn't eat meat on the 9 days or the 3 weeks. And it's not just that you want it, and you were planning to keep that minute forever. So you need so should give us a deal low in Mashashi Hiskil, but no can feel Hatara. So how do you do Hatara? V'yiftach becharata. So you have to, oh, you have to, okay, you're the 10th, you're our 10th for minion. V'yiftach b'charata, meaning, so what we're saying here, that if a person was planning to do something, we're on page 14 in packet Gimel. Person was planning to do an Hagat Tova, not to eat meat during the 9 days, or to fast between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And he's planning that this is what he wants to do indefinitely, and he did it one time, even just one time. That's considered like a ned. Again, most poskim hold it's only midrabanan, except for the Chasam Sofer. Right? Chasam Sofer says it's a derais.
Rabbi, what about the opposite?
He doesn't want to do it anymore. So he needs Hataras Nadar. Yeah, what do you say, Yehuda?
What about the opposite case, that you were knowing to do something, but you didn't intend to do it forever, but you've done it for a long time?
Right, so you've done it for, you've done it indefinitely, so that's like wanting to do it forever.
Okay. Gosh.
Your mindset was to, sorry, Hatar V'yi. So what, how do you do Hataras Nedar? So look what he says. V'yiftach b'charata. So your Pesach, what does a Pesach mean? A Pesach means that there, when you originally made it, you didn't realize something. So here, you didn't realize that you were going to be mischarit. So what are you mischarit? See, this is a very interesting thing. In halacha, you know, that's the famous kasha that the Chavetz Chaim's kasha or Rabbi Chanan's kasha to the Chavetz Chaim. You know the famous kasha, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asked the Chavetz Chaim. Anyone know this kasha? Famous kasha. That Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, my eighth grade Rebbe in Yeshiva Flappish, was a Talmud of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. And there was some Rabbi Drillman, who was a Rebbe here in the Yeshiva, was also a Talmud of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. My Rebbe was Rabbi Avraham Gansvi. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Chanan. So Rabbi Chanan asked the Chavetz Chaim the following question. Listen to the question. The Mesilas Yesharim says that tshuva is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the kasha? So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, if you say, you know, like this, you have this expression, the midlife crisis, you know, like, person, you know, has regret. Say he regrets that he lived a frum life. He regrets that he put on tefillin all these years. He regrets that he, he has this midlife, even if it's not such a midlife crisis, even if it's one thing that he regrets he did, a mitzvah. So you know what the Gemara says? He loses the schar for the mitzvah since he regrets that he did it. An unbelievable thing, no? If you regret that you did a mitzvah, so what's the kasha? The kasha is why it's not such a big chesed tshuva, because it works in both ways. You lose mitzvahs if you regret, just like you lose averus when you regret. That's tshuva, so you lose your mitzvahs also. So then that's not such a chesed. If it would be that it only worked for your good, only worked by what? By averus. That I understand, it's a chesed. But now the Gemara tells us the Kedushin that you, what's the lashon? Tohe al harishonos. You have charata on what you did previously in your life, the Torah things that you did, the mitzvahs that you did, right? There are people like that. They go off the derech. You know, Rabbi Olbam once said, the drasha. It was a Malav Malkal, as he once said, you know, some people, they went off the derech. We wonder whether they were ever on the derech, you know, because some people, you know, they didn't never really internalized it and whatever. But so that was the kasha that the Rabbi Chanan asked the Chavetz Chaim. You hear the kasha. You know, my Rebbe, Rav Golvich, that's all, the Rosh Hashiva Kerbiyavna, who was the Rav Golvich's uncle. He always said, in the shir, first you have to prepare, you have to appreciate the question. Because if you don't appreciate the question, then the answer is not meaningful. So who wants to give an answer to that kasha? You hear the question. And then the question is, before we get to the, so then how do you ever make Hataras Nedarim on the Minik Tov? If the whole idea of making Hataras Nedarim is bescharet, so then you don't want to lose out. In other words, if for 20 years in your life you were fasting, you're doing these fasts, and now, you know, you're bescharet, so you don't want to lose out. So look what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says, he says like this: it's not that you mischarit that you did it; it's mischarit that you didn't say bali neder. There's a sefer called Nidre that discusses that. So that's whenever I make hataras nedarim for somebody, and I'm on the bezdin, so we start to make a charata, but not a charata they did. The only charata that he should have articulated that he doesn't want this hadhagatova to have a status of a neder. So in other words, it's not that he's mischarit that he did it. He was very happy that he was able to do it for the past 20 years. So now he's old, he's weak, he can't do it. But never be mischarit on the actual thing. Because you're mischarit on the actual thing, then what? Then you lose the mitzvah. You don't want to lose your mitzvahs that you did. Now, the original question I asked you, Rabbi Chanan's question to the Chafetz Chaim, so how would you answer that question? You hear the question. I want you to feel the question. Right? Why does Mesilas Yesharim say that it's a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to do tshuva because we're mischarit? But it works both ways. Because if you mischarit, you lose your mitzvahs also. It's good kasha. Rav Goldberg, what's your first name, Rav Goldberg? Yehuda. So you say you'd rather be able to you'd rather have the ability to undo your bad things, even at the risk that you could undo your good things, as opposed to not even having the ability to change. And there was a concept that you can reverse the past, you say, is worth it, even though it'll work both ways. Very interesting. I like what you're saying. You hear what he's saying? In other words, because it could have been, the other way would have been that you keep your mitzvahs and you keep your aveiros. I don't know. I don't know. That's an interesting thing. What do you think most people would say? What do you think most people would agree with you? You hear what he said? He said it's Rahmanas because he says, he would rather be able to reverse everything than reverse nothing. So the ultimate Rachmanis would be, as Avram Kenner says, I really like that svar. Avram Kenner is on here. He likes your svar. Yehuda Goldblatt. Hashav Yid. I was his father's counselor, Marsha Polo. In the 80s. That's why he was born in. I never thought of that svara. The Chavetz Chaim didn't say like you. But that doesn't mean that what you're saying is not valid. Because you're Yehuda Goldblatt. So anyone else want to give a suggestion?
I have a question. How do we know that he loses his mitzvos if he has harata? Where's the proof?
It's a Gemara. Yeah, you want to give me where's Gemara Kedushin? Give me a Gemara Kedushin.
Oh.
No, all you right, have. All right. Yeah, that's why I give things inside, but sometimes I can't do it. We have the Gemara's there. It's a Kedushin. Was it the blue? I want to show you the Gemara. Right? Don't never trust in learning. You always have to question where it is. Where does it say that? How do you know? So let's see. It's in Kedushin. I'm a Tessimid base. You have shots in your phone and your things here. I'm calling. The Washington the Gemara's Toel Rishonos. Let's find it. I think it's on the Testament base. You found it? We'll do a search for me. Toel Rishonos. I thought it was in.
There is a Vechola Ose Mitzvah Achas Yese. No, I'm sorry. No.
1 second. No, you can do a search for me, Rebose? No? Aaron? Do a search? Toad. Ala Rishonos. Should be around here. Should be around this camera here. Well, Memadra. Okay, I'm off a daf. I'm sorry. I'm off a daf. I'm sorry. You want to see Dr. Presby? He's right. Mem of the base.
Yes.
You see, right before the Mishnah, Amaresh Lakish Betoa al Harishonos. You see, so Toel Rishonos means that you regret the good things that you did. So then that is what we're saying. Then you lose the schusim for the good things that you did. That's the source. Okay? Memam Beis in Kiddush. It's interesting that it's Reish Lakish who said it. Why?
Right. Yeah, he was a gangster before.
Right. Reish Lakish was the prototype of Baal Tshuva, that he was a little, not the regular type before, and he was, right? And he did Tshuva. But when he died, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? He says, everyone else, you know, when I say something, they bring five rayas to support me. Reish Lakish tries to see if he shlug me up, and I appreciate that more. Not just a yes man. I don't want a yes man. I want somebody who's going to challenge me. Reish Lakish challenged me. Reish Lakish was the Baal Tshuva type. So it's interesting, like he's the one who Dafka speaks about Toel Rishonos. Maybe that's a raya to Harav Yehuda Goldblatt, because he's basically saying maybe in a Hanami that it works, since it works both ways, and that's the chesed, that it can work for both, which I'd rather be able to, even at the risk of losing my mitzvahs, I'd rather risk and be able to save my averis too. So one answer the Chofetz Chaim gave was what? That tshuva meira. See, tshuva meira, you don't really have a full charata, and it still works. So tshuva meira means, it's not like I totally regret, but I'm afraid I'm going to get punished. So the punishment scares me. So it's not like I have full, you know, but that I think was one of the answers the Chofetz Chaim gives. But the fact is, there's not only tshuva me'ava, there's tshuva me'ira, that also is a chesed. That part is a chesed. There's more answers there, but it's in. If you want to see this inside, it's in the Kovetz Mamarim. Sefer called Kovetz Mamarim. Oh. Any of you guys have a whatchamacallit on the computer? Otsar Chochma?
Why are you guys subscriptions?
So you get it too?
Yeah.
I mean, every student in YU gets it?
Yeah.
No, so if you get it, we have to use it then. Poppers, you're the dean here. Poppers is. Poppers, you're the dean here, the dean of students. I hold you the dean of students. You want? You can see it inside. I apologize. You know, when I make a packet, so I don't think about every single possibility that I'm going to speak out in the shiur. This is the packet that I made when I made the packet. Now we're giving the shiur. I'm a different person. You know, understand? I'm not the, so you know, I'm thinking in a different way. Or else I would have put that into the packet too. So that's why we have the Otsar Chochma at our availability. You should know, Rabbi, so the Otsar Chochma saved me during Corona. Because can you imagine 7 months I wasn't allowed in the Gottesman Library for 7 months? Can you imagine that? So somebody bought an Otsar Chochma and I gave it to one of my Talmidim. So, and he, Rabbi Avram Levitt, he made the packets with me. I told him what sources to put up, and then he would email it. For 7 months, we did this.
I mean, perhaps we could look at it that way. When a person does tshuva on averos, it says either nasu zdonos nasu shgagos or. But if a person is mitcharet, we don't say his mitzvahs become averos. He just loses them.
Right. Oh, that's
so
another
you have an advantage.
Oh, in other words, the fact that that when you do tshuva me'ava, there was one answer was that tshuva me'ira works, and that's not real charata tshuva me'ira. And the other answer, what Rabbi Yosef Katan is saying. Is that what?
Right.
Is that the tshuva me'ava, not only you lose the averus, but they call mitzvahs. So that's a chesed. Because so let's see that inside. I think, let's see what the Chofetz Chaim said. So did any of you find it? In the Otsar new Rabosa, you guys found it? No, yeah. Aaron, you find it? No poppers. Sims still by. No. Otsar Chochma, Kovetz Mamar. No. Moshe Carroll, you found it? What? Zach. That was Karya. Your full name is Karya? My bar mitzvah Torah was Shabbos Chanukah. His nearest is Karya. Did you have that after Torah too? No. So you weren't born on Chanukah. Okay. He still could be named Skyer. No? Got it? I want all you guys to get it. If you have laptops, you know, we got to make it worthwhile. No? Tovitz Mamorim? Have a fun of Wasserman? What do you say, Rabbi Huda? You got it? Yeah, you'll get it. Well, you guys could all get it. You're all guys computer savvy. It's not like me who doesn't know anything. Computers. You working on it? Computer takes time. I heard all the things were down the other day.
What was that?
Oh. Yeah. See, but I only found out about it like 7 o'clock in the afternoon. So these are things that I use generally. This farm was still open. Unless when if they closed the large control. Yeah, what are we doing? Are you guys on Otsa Chachma? Kovetz Bamar. I think that might be the two answers that were given there. The one that Rav Katan said and the one that we mentioned before. But I wanted you to see it inside. Rav Katan, do you see it inside? I can't hear you. You're muted.
I don't have an account with Otsar HaChochma. I'm signing up right now.
Oh, you don't have an account?
No.
No, it's taking too long, Professor. I thought you guys are the computer experts. So you got it? Oh, who's talking?
So it's not our...
It's all the same. Now look at the table of contents. Tshuva. No, Zach Attenstein. Where's the name Attenstein come from? You're a Yekish, right?
Not actually.
You're not Yekish? You don't have... What? So you're shtickle yaki, katsi yaki. To who? Okay, no, you got it. Send it. First, find the thing, then send it to everybody. Oh yeah. So were you? So did you? You're one of them, Attenstein. But could you so send it? Drop the link, whatever you call that. Drop it. 15. That's a shvacha number. 15 for the whole university. So that's why my Talmud wanted that we should get our own. So that's why somebody got us our own Otsar Chochma, then we didn't have to go on to the YU one. Did you find the mimer? It's the... Tshuva Me'ava, Tshuva Me'ira. You're on it too, Ezra? Do you see Tshuva Me'ava?
According to the research features,
what about Chofetz Chaim? Baal Chofetz Chaim? Ah. These computers, what can I tell you? You found it? What? Put it together with tshuva.
It's in the first volume.
Chavalef? You know, someone send it out to the whole... Send it out to the chat, to the WhatsApp, to the whatever you call it.
Is that it?
Yeah. So let's just scroll back. Let's scroll back. You got it?
Keep going?
Yeah, oh yeah, keep going a little bit. Yeah, we'll read it together. Why not? You see Mamre La Tshuva? Plus of Vasil Shisharim? You got it? Poppers. Loading, we're loading. No? Silberger. It's loading. Loading. No, Aaron, you got it? So I like to see it. You see it? Yeah? Jonah?
Got it.
You got it? Because of Masil Shisharim? I'll give it. How long does it take for you guys to get it? Moshe, you got it? Moshe Carroll? Shlita. Okay, so I read it. Binyamin, Abraham, Rav Sonshin. Can I read it? You got it? Who doesn't have it yet? You got it? You don't have it? You want to look on with Jonah? Look on with Harav Jonah, Shlita. Jacob, you see it? Oh, Jacob sees it. Lou, Rabose, Mordechai?
Yeah, I have it.
You have it? Okay, ready? Can I read it?
Yes.
Okay. Cost of Masil Zishar. Yeah, help me out. Cost of Masil Zishar, Perdale. Kilfishuras had been Mamish. Hayaroy Shalom Yatikum Lechait Klau. In other words, Al Pishur Sadin, there shouldn't be, how can you reverse the past? Right? How could you reverse the past? The person committed ritzicha. He did incest. How could you erase the past? That's what it's chesed gomor. That just like if you take away the will is not there anymore, so it's as if you didn't do it. In retrospect, really charata shouldn't be okay, but it's Hashem is giving a chesed. The kasha tuva. So the kasha is, Dr. Presby, you see, kasha tuva. Behind the isup of perakamid the kedushin, a few tzadi gomer kol yom of more bachrona. A tzaddik gomer, and then he has charata, he loses his chuyos. Shenema tzidkas a tzaddik lo tzitzenu biyom pisho. Baruch b'gmar v'hevek, he mechzit his chuyos, mechzit avonos. Shani amir shlekes b'toa al yishonos. Peish Rashi, mischarin al kol atova sh'osa. Before the charata of keres mitzvahs. So it's mitzad adinu. Imkein lama lo toa al charata mitzad adinu lekor avonos. Why is it a chesed? It's be mitzad adin because it works in both ways. He says, "I asked my Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, beheshiv, the b'tshuva me'av avodas nosol tuschuyos ulufnim mitzuras adin." Harav Katan, you mechave to the Chofetz Chaim. It's because you're from Muncie, and the Chofetz Chaim's family lives in Muncie.
So in the air.
Had the inspiration from Muncie. That the fact that you get schuyos for Tshuva Me'ava, so that's not Medina, that's a special chesed. Even as Rishonus just means you lose, but the... it's not there. So that's yeah. Basically, Tshuva Me'ava had the Avonos Nasa Lo Pesuchus Ulefnim Mishuras Adin. And then he says, Tshuva Me'ira Einu B'chal Tov El Rishonus. So Einu Mischarid Al Maisa Atzmo El Mishayim Me'onish. So he says, by the fact that Tshuva Me'ava that it becomes Schuyos, that's Chesed. And the fact that Tshuva Me'ira even works is Chesed. Because Tshuva Me'ira doesn't mean you haven't really regretted anything. The fact that it takes away the chait Tshuva Me'ava, that's mitzad adin. But Tshuva Me'ava v'adai hu Torah l'rishonos. So those are the two answers from the Chafetz Chaim. But now Rabbi Chanan is going to give his own answer. World of Kamitz was borrowed. You know, who Mikhaim Chavtsov? Can Mikhaim Chavtsov measure Sivosha? She asked a Maisa who was there. So he says, whole mitzvah, so the first word in line is nimtza. Every mitzvah has two parts. One is to'elus v'tikun ha'nasim me'a mitzvah. Towards what? It's going to make me a better person. Right? That's going to affect me. Number one. Number two, base, achreishim sereinu kaim mitzvos, even if it has all the kaim. And the other thing is just the fact I'm doing the tzivoy of Hashem. So one thing is the fact that it changes my being. And the other thing is that I'm doing something positive, I'm doing the mitzvos Hashem, tzivoy Hashem. And by an aveira, the same thing. In other words, he says the fact that you had charata, so you lose out the fact that you followed Tziva Hashem, because now you have charata that you did. But the positive thing that did to your body, to your being, your essence, doesn't get lost. Same thing by an Avera. You did an Avera, and then you did Tshuva. Right? So now you finished, you helped yourself with the Tziva Hashem, but the thing that you pogame in your being, that's not taken away. But it's l'fnim shuras adin that it's a. In other words, the two aspects to a mitzvah: the fact that you did it helps you as a person, and you did tziva Hashem. And the two aspects to an aveira: it's makalkel you as a person, and you didn't do tziva Hashem. So when you do tshuva, the fact that you have charata from the aveira, so that. So the charat of it takes away that the fact that you didn't follow Tzivoy Hashem. But the effect that it had on the person, that's still changed. It still stays. So the chiddush of tshuva, and the same thing by Avera. Now you had karate, you didn't follow the Ratzon Hashem. But the kilkul that it had in you still stays, but the ikar adin, but mitzad chesed, Hashem not only takes away that you didn't follow his tzivoy, but it takes away the blemish on your being. That's a chesed. In other words, medina, you could fulfill retroactively the kilkul in yourself, but it's still there's. It's like you have charata that you spilled the ketchup on your shirt. So you have charata that you were chaos. Okay, so but the stain is still there. So the tshuva lets you take off the stain, and that's a chesed. That's what Rav Chanan says. But what Moreno and Rav Gold, the Goldblatt said, I like also. That's not in the. That's what we have to wait till you're right. You're saying that. But he's saying another word. He's saying that he thinks it's the proposition of being able to change the past is a chesed, even if it works in both ways. It can take away the bad and it can take away the good. But he said he'd rather have the ability to take away the bad, even at the risk that he might regret the good. He might not regret the good, but I'm saying, but it's still worth to have that whole enterprise of being able to, that's the chesed. I like that. That's a new thing. I never thought of that before. I know this Rabbi Chanan for many, many years. I never thought of it. So it's good that we're here today to hear Skiddush. It's great. Okay. So this is a Kedai. Which sif is this? Kovetz Mamorim. What? Which siman is this?
It doesn't go in terms of simanim, it's just chapters. And this is the chapter Ma'amar al Tshuva.
Ma'amar al Tshuva. Because there's no parak?
Not that I can tell. Still to the trap.
So, Rabbi Silberger, is there any parak to bind Rabbi Shulman? But in the table, in the index of the safe.
No.
Okay.
This is in the table.
Maimar al Tshuva, Amud Chaf Aleph till
Chaf Hey or Chaf Dalet.
Okay, so that's a Rebbe Chanan. You should. So, everyone had it. Everyone saw it. Yeah, everyone. Yeah, that's a good thing to think about. No, that's the Rebbe Chanan's question to the Chafetz Chaim. But either case, that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you had a Hanhagah Tova, you shouldn't have Charata that you did it. The only Charata you have is you didn't say Bali Neder. You should have, in other words, you were not going to, if you're going to start the fast during your service in Mechuga, say, I'm doing it, you know, Bali Neder. Someone told me that their minhag is they don't sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres because, you know, Hasidim in Poland, they didn't, you know, even though the Gemara says you should, but they would minhag him not to, very cold, it's near Kemosif if it's very cold. So this person asked the of David Cohen, he says, a lot of times now his daughter's married fellows who want to sit in the sukkah. Now, they wouldn't necessarily want to come for Shmini Atzeres if they're going to not be able to sit in the sukkah. So he asked David Cohen what you should do. So he said, you know, you could do it when they're there. But this man said to me, he said, but I'm not Mekabel. In other words, he still wants to maintain his his minhag, like for him, the hanhaga tova is not to sit in the sukkah. So he's not making a kabbalah. Like if face in a situation where, let's say, the kids for some reason aren't coming that year, and there would be no, you know, he wouldn't necessarily want to sit in the sukkah. You know, it's interesting. I'd be interested to know what the Avnei Nezer did. Which means that says, I guess none of you were there with the Avnei Nezer. Which means that says, okay. So that's the Yiftach b'charotish v'shchar shenal kein l'shem nev. So that's a big yisod. Like, say you want to start doing a chumrah. You want to start keeping late Shabbos. I recommend that. Even if you just keep 72, is you know, want to keep 16.1, like, you know, 16.1 degrees. You know, if you want to do that. But just, you want to say Belin Neder. Doing it Belin Neder. I don't think you didn't necessarily have to say it every Shabbos. Those when you're originally doing it, you think Belin Neder, and well, the future will be, I'll shave that. But then he says another thing. Say you thought the halacha is a certain way, and therefore you were doing this because this you thought the halacha. But then the halacha is really not that way. It's just a chumrah. But you thought it was mikar din. That's why you were doing it. So then you don't even need hatara. Because it was the whole thing. It wasn't even makabel. Makabel means I know that it's I'm not mafuyev to do it. I'm still doing it as an extra zahiris. But if the reason you're doing it, like you're not, say the person's not such a learned person. So he thought this is what you have to do, but he didn't realize that it's only a fumra. So then it's not a net, because then the whole thing was his matos. And then we have the other sheet that we saw yesterday. Yesh Misha Omer Shim Toa V'Nog Yisur B'Dover Hamutar. Additional material is close to Kena Taras Nog. Im Yodah Shul Mutar V'Nog Yisur Im Matirin Bo Afil Kena Taras Havikivu. In other words, there is a sheet that we saw yesterday in the Maram Shek that if a person knows it's Mutar and still answering it, but he's Mekabel that it's that he was mekabel, that this is like davening lasikin, if I don't do it, it's like eating treif. If that's his kabbalah, then well, like a lubavitcher, right, Avram? Like a lubavitcher holds, like Avram kind of said, eating. If you don't have Chol Yisrael, that's like eating treif, right, Avram?
Yeah, I like nevela.
It's like eating nevela. So if you're a Lubavitcher and you keep Kabel, so then it's a question whether you can ever even have a Taras Nedar. You see, even people from keep Chol Yisrael, but they don't keep it like it's nevela. I want to, you know. So then, certain situations, maybe they can have a Taras Nedar. Like I told you about that case where the couple was in the camp. The camp didn't serve all of Israel. Okay, but so tomorrow we still have to do the Shach and the Dovel Mervav. I was going to do that today, but I got involved with the Rebbe Chana. But it was worth it. It's worth to know the Rebbe Chana for the rest of your life. The Kasha of Rebbe Chana to the Chofetz Chaim. Okay, Rabbi, let's dive in Mincha. Okay, you can all dive in Mincha. Because I think we have Binyan. And, okay. Tomorrow, Shir is at 1:30, and we'll have Chumash 1:30 to 2, and then from 2 to 2:30, we have Parsha. Okay? Okay, so we're gonna have good to see everybody. And hopefully next week more people will be better and be able to come in. The person, those that live in a close proximity that can be here. If you live in Florida, you don't have to come. Yeah, right? If you live in Florida, you can just do it on Zoom. If you live in Florida or Lakewood, Israel. If you live in Passaic, you have to come in. Or even the five towns. Okay, we're going to dive in Mincha in a minute for about a second. And meaning...